And it was for 7 years, and Actually, the 7 years would have been out. Won't be up until 2003, but we had to go ahead and do something with that money after they passed away. So Judith reinvested it. So anyway, I don't think we're earning 7.5% on it anymore. But anyway, heck, maybe we are. I don't know. I don't think we are, though. But Dad signed everything. He put my name on everything about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, because I wound up, you know, having to take charge of all of his financials the last couple of years of his life.
Yeah. And yeah, I imagine you did well with it for him. Yeah, but see, the problem with any bonds is, you know, if you go into it for 7 years, that money is gone for 7 years.
Yeah, I understand that. And, of course, if they did too, you know, they didn't have any plans for it, and they didn't need it, and, you know, they were financially, you know, stable without it, so, you know, it worked out good.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, if I go into it, I may do a 5 year. You know, at 65, I could get it back out at 70. But, you know, you and I both know that as you age, the greater your possibility of medical issues. So, by about 70, I want to get this money out and enjoy it.
I don't even want to think about 70.
You're getting around right now. Shoot, man, just try to keep it up. What's that old saying? Use it or lose it.
My wife, I said, as long as I can stand up, I'm gonna play tennis. So, they even have a senior league, and these old folks get out there, and you know, so I know I'm gonna be there soon enough. So, you know, I don't laugh at them or anything, because. You know, who knows when I'm going to be there. It may be in a couple of years.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, so you're going out to play for blood instead of money today, huh?
Exercise, KB4 CBA. Yep. That's why I play. It's just a lot of fun, and you know, I'm always trying to get a little bit better. I'm probably, you know, at this point, I mean, I've been playing. You know, Phil and I started playing, I guess when we were about 16, 17, somewhere around in there, and you know, I got the bug, and I played on and off since then. And we played a lot right after, right after I got married. We were playing, I think, about 3 days a week.
That's in the ministry.
Well, I was. I'm not sure what Phil was doing. He might have been doing, that might have been during the time he was doing construction. He was building houses. Yeah, Phil's done several things. And he's good at all of them, so anyway, but, we would, I know he was taking some classes at Bob Jones, because we would use their courts sometimes. They have a ton of tennis courts.
Okay. Well, that must have been many years ago, because I think they plowed up a bunch of those and put dorms and buildings and classrooms up. They had a big building construction boom there for a while, didn't it?
I haven't been on campus in a good while, gosh, it's been years, and I really don't know, you know, what all they've been doing. I do know they made some changes, and, you know, they used to supply their, all their, they had a farm, and they supplied their own food and vegetables and everything came from that farm, and they sold it, so I'm not sure what happened there, but anyway, and they've changed the entrance. The entrance is a lot nicer than it used to be, and it's kind of symmetrical, and it's just, it looks good. Looks, you know, it looks kind of like they had a guardhouse there back in the old days.
Now, the school has loosened up a whole lot. It's really loosened up a lot. The students have a lot more leeway than what they can do and can't do and all that kind of business.
Just, you know, it wasn't in the Bible. It was just their, what do you call that? It's just, you know, like short hair for guys. I never read anything about that in the Bible. So, but your hair couldn't touch your ears. I had a guy ask me one night, he said he was talking about it. He said, all right, so if you went to bed and your hair wasn't touching your ears and you got up the next day and it was touching your ears, at what point did you start sinning?
I call that the stiff neck level.
I just laughed, I tell you, that was so funny. And, he was just a little cynical, I think, at that point. And but anyway, well, I'm pulling in the parking place here, so I'm gonna bail out on you and see if I can hit that little yellow ball. And we'll talk to you later. And you have a good day. Good to talk to you. And maybe I can do some HF tonight, or a little later on today when I get home. Because I got everything done at the house. Got the grass cut. Got everything done. So, anyway, 73's. Steve, have a good one. KB4CBA.
Be careful out there. Don't sprain nothing. I don't want to see you come hobbling into the next lunch. Oh, be careful. Oh, listen, we need to get together for one last ride before the end of the season.
I got on mine the other day and rode down to, let's see, where did I go? It was a short ride, but I had to go down Wade Hampton. Oh, yeah, I had to go down to the Toyota place. Toyota dealership on Wade Hampton, if you know where that is. It's way on the other side of Greer, and that was a nice ride. It was warm that day, but a morning like this would be good too. I've got a full suit, and you know, to keep me warm. So anyway, all right, well, you take care, and I'm ready to ride whenever you are. Just let me know. KB4CBA.
KB4CBA. KN4VWA. Don't get caught out there. I'm clear.
4CKK to either of you two gentlemen. We're just having a conversation.
Go ahead, contact. I think he's checking out to go in to play tennis. I'm just pulled up in my driveway. I got just a minute. KN4VWA.
KN4 VWA, I appreciate that. I heard an announcement on this channel one night this week about some type of event that was happening today. I just wanted to see if you knew anything about it.
Thinking it is a mini field day. And if you get, if, do you have a DTMF microphone where you can punch codes in?
Yes, sir, I do. And I tried that, but it came back with no response.
Yep. Give your call sign. It's star 90-90-90-8 or 9, I think it is. And it will return your announcements to you.
I appreciate that. This is exactly what I'm looking to find out. I thought I might ride up here and just check it out today, being a new user.
Go ahead, contact. If you got some more detail where you can fill for him, I don't know the exact code on that thing, but if I believe it's, like I said, 98 or 99. See if you can fill him in.
9-6 pound. It is a mini field day, and we're already started.
Sign, and then 9-6, and then the number symbol. You've got to keep the mic keyed while you give your call sign and the numbers.
Perfect double there. Yeah, I think we caught the last part of that. Did you catch that? Contact, keep your microphone keyed and give your call sign and then put in the pound. Nine, I think he said 9-6.
What I understood as well was 9-6 pound.
Give it a shot. We'll hang around a second, see if you can hit it.
KN4BWA, I appreciate that. Stand by. KO4CKK.
So that got you covered. Now you know how to get into that anytime you need to get into it, boss. And I've got to go ahead and sign with you. So this is KN4VWA. I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
KN4VWA, I sure appreciate that. KO4CKK. It's great talking to you. 73 to you.
You're clear.